Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praising, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. So go ahead and text a neighbor, people on Twitter, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today. I want to thank all my listeners. Glory to God, because this is a wonderful day. Amen. Glory to God. I hope you woke up with a joyful heart this morning. If God woke you up, then you should have a joyful heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But, you know, we have to give thanks and glory and honor all to God. You know, he shares his glory with no one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So you give him all the glory and all the praises that you can give him now in this season. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So we're going to go ahead, amen, with our announcements. Keep these announcements in mind, because this is ministry with you in mind. The word of the Lord comes forth every week. Glory to God. I mean, day by day. You shouldn't miss a day in the Lord's presence. We have, first of all, one word from the Lord, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse, and the show comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time every Tuesday. And if you've been missing these shows, you've been missing a treat. They're all pre-recorded, so you can go to www.blogtalk.com. And you can click on your favorite show and listen again. You know, like I said, God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. You say, Lord, I want to move. I want to move. I want to move. Hallelujah. But guess what? You miss it because you don't hear him over and over and over again. So don't miss the word of God. You know, they did some profound things on the other week. Amen. You know, God is blessing, and the atmosphere was just so charged, and he was healing and he was delivering. He was setting free those that need it. Hallelujah. Well, if you didn't need it, amen, glory to God. I said, if you didn't need all the prayers and everything that they were giving out, just give it to me. I'll take it. Hallelujah. But one day I'm going to need it. And glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And if you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, you need a coach, I want you to inbox them on Facebook. It's a Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You will find them on Facebook. Go ahead and inbox them and let them know what the need may be. You know, the door is open, so don't wait till the door is shut. He said, I wish that I shoulda, coulda, and had. No, you can do it now while you're talking to me. Just inbox them, and yeah, they'll get back with you. Make sure you leave some contact information and when you can be contacted, and they will contact you. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, on Wednesday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew, awesome woman of God, praying woman of God. Get God Almighty. When you leave her show, you ought to be feeling real good. Glory to God. You ought to be feeling high in the spirit when you get through listening to all the prayers and the singing and everything, the teaching that she does. It's just an awesome, just wonderful. So you need to tune in, amen, every Wednesday at 6:30 Central Standard Time and hear what the Lord is saying. Like I said, I can't say it enough. God is doing some great and mighty things. I know some say we are a church without walls, but it's, baby, glory to God. God can move by his spirit anywhere he want to move, glory to God, whether it's in a building or whether it's out of a building. He can move, glory to God. So if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and my show comes on Prophetic Corner Ministry at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and every Sunday. So I want you to tune in, because God is getting ready to break out and do some other things with the show, so I don't want you to miss it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You can find it on our Facebook page. I know some say, well, I don't have a Facebook page. I understand, glory to God. But yet, guess what? There's somebody that you know, there's somebody that they know, or somebody else that has one, and they can show you how to get it, glory to God. Because we don't want you to miss any of these shows that's coming up and any of the things that God is doing in this season. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And when you take that 30-minute break, which is some water, some Kool-Aid, some ginger ale, some iced tea, soda, whatever you may want. And then the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Minister Elaine is also an author. You know, it's coming up time for gift giving. Amen. So what's more important to give the word of God? Glory to God. Her books are on Amazon. You can purchase them. She has volume 1 and volume 2. So you can go on and you can purchase them and you can give them to your friends just as a gift. And they will also get a free Kindle. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go on over and buy the book. You know, we're looking for volume 3 coming out real soon. It may be here for Thanksgiving. It might be here for Christmas. You know, they already have Thanksgiving and Christmas all both in the stores now. So, hey, glory to God. If they can do it, why can't the Word of God do it? Hey, I encourage you to go over and purchase it. Glory to God. And then I want to encourage you to become a partner. You will receive many, 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 many perks. And you know what? Glory to God. A lot of times people say, well, I don't have any money. Glory to God. Well, let me ask you something. How many times do you go to a fast food restaurant? I'm not saying nobody should eat, but how many times do you go to a fast food restaurant? You should probably spend $20 almost when you're driving up to it. Glory to God. So I encourage you to go ahead, amen, and support the ministry because it's ministry with you in mind. You will get many, many perks. And, you know, we're only asking for $25 or more. And you can't. Come on now. That's better than anything. When you get that word and you can hold on to that word, glory to God, and it'll be spiritual food for the soul. So I encourage you to come on and get in where you fit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to make sure that you keep all these announcements in mind and let God be your guide, not man. You know, sometimes you can depend on them more than you depend on him. You know, it's okay, you know, two or more get together and, you know, he's always in the midst and they're praying for you, yes. But you got to also remember, he wants to hear you act sometimes. He want to hear you praying sometimes. He said, okay, well, you know what? They praying. They need me. You know, I hear them. And Jesus said, yes, Father, do you hear how they pray? Oh, my God. That touched my spirit. Father, do you hear them, Lord God? Yes, they prayed, Lord. And did you hear what they said? Oh, my God. Good God Almighty. So you see, he want to hear you. Hallelujah. That means you need to spend time with him. That means you need to worship him. That means you need to praise him. Hallelujah. In your own time. Glory to God. You can cut everything off and just give him a hallelujah 10, 15 minute praise. And then guess what? You move on up 20, 30 minutes. Hallelujah. Then you begin to want to spend time with him every day because of the things that he has done and the things that you saw him do and the things that he's going to do. Glory to God. You don't want him to leave you out. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Because you know that old song said, whatever you're doing in this season, Lord, please don't do it without me. So you don't want him to leave you out because God is a mighty, mighty God, and he don't want to leave you out either. So I encourage you, glory to God, to come on and get in and let God be God in your life, and he will change all that that's going on wrong. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open up my line for prayer at this time. If you desire prayer, go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. I don't want you to tell your name, and don't put all your business out there, but just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from, because God wants to bless you in a mighty, mighty way. You know, sometimes you sit back and say, well, you know what, Lord, I'm not worthy. Those are the ones you want, huh? He hears the sinner's prayer. He hears you. Glory to God. So you want to come on in, amen, and be blessed by the living God. Hallelujah. Because he don't want nobody left out. Hallelujah. And you don't have to be left out in a season. You don't have to be. And, you know, don't say, well, Lord, I did so many bad things. That's the one he wants. So come on and get. Hallelujah. Get what you need. Because he's there to give it to you. Hallelujah. You know, he's there all the time. He's calling and he's pulling and he's tugging and he's pulling and he's pulling. Glory to God. Because I remember a time in my life, man, when He was pulling on me, glory to God, pulling me to the right, glory to God, hallelujah. But, you know, I'm like, okay, now hold up, Lord, okay, this is it. I'm tired of running. I'm tired of this. I said, okay, so I'm coming. So I went on in, you know, and after that, you know, yes, I went through many trials, many tribulations. But guess what? I continued on to go on and walk with the Lord. I didn't let nothing stop me. You know, he was hidden. Satan tried to bring his little different, let's just say his trials and his struggles on the left. He started bringing them on the right. But I said, Lord, no, I'd rather be with you than be without you. Glory to God. Because I know all this is going on. You're going to control that. You got it. All I got to do is just continue my walk and stay focused. And he did. He calmed every sea. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Every wind, every contrary wind, every wave that was rolling and a rolling. He rolling on the river. He calmed them. Glory to God. Amen. Yes, he did. Hallelujah. Well, I don't see anybody. Amen. It's pressed to one. But glory to God. Hallelujah. If we have time, we'll come back. Amen. And we'll, glory to God, we'll click on that and see if anybody is wants prayer at the end of the service. But sometimes we don't have time. Glory to God. I want you to go ahead on and turn to James chapter 1. And the title of my message is Faith and Doubt Can't Work Together. You know, you can believe in for this, but you can't believe in for that. You can believe in for a house, but you can't believe in that he can heal you. You know, it's a lot. A lot of people say it's easy to believe him for money all the time. But what about your soul? You know, ask him to save me, you know, and come on in and save me, Lord God. I want you to save my life. I want to be a part of the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of darkness. I want to walk in your precious light. Now, that's where we all want to be. Glory to God. We don't want to walk in the darkness over there with the devil. Hallelujah. And he's trying to get so many of our young people down. But you know what? Hey, man, I see he's calling the parents now. He's pulling the parents in. Because some parents, amen, are way out their own foot field. Glory to God. He's pulling the parents in because guess what? That parent don't need to pray, hallelujah, for the children. Hallelujah. Pray for them before they go to school. Pray for them before they walk out the door. Pray for them before they go on them jobs. Pray for them before they even go to the store. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So he's calling you. No, you ain't too old for him to get you down. No, you're not. Some say, well, you know, I'm too old. No, you're not. Hallelujah. Just because he hasn't came back, that don't mean he's not coming. So I encourage you to come on and let's ride this train together. Get on that glory train and let's ride. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to go ahead. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move by God's spirit, by his power, by his might, by his will. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer now. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you for today, Lord, because we know that this is the day, Lord, that you have made, Lord. Every day that you made, Lord, is a day that we rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this line. Let them receive what they came for, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Some come for healing, God. Some come for restoration, Lord God. Some come, Lord God, as humble as they know how, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we ask you right now, Lord, to give each and every person on this line whatever it is that they're asking you for and whatever it is that they need in this season, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for your dear glory, oh God, how you shine it upon us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know by your mercy and grace, Lord, your goodness shall be with us all the days of that we are here, Lord God, all the days long, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that we don't take it in granted, Lord God, for the things that you do, for the things that you're going to do, for the things that you already have done, even the things that we cannot see. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare on this day, oh God, that each and every one on this line, God, seek you with all their heart, with all understanding, understanding, Lord God, directed to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And every trick of the enemy, Lord God, be cast down in the mighty name of Jesus. He won't be pulling the parents, Lord God, in the wrong direction. He won't be pulling the children in the wrong direction, Lord God. But let your spirit raise up on the inside and say, no, you can't have my children. You can't have my daughter. You can't have my son. You can't have my grandchildren. You can't have my brother. You can't have my sister. You can't have my mother. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let the spirit of the Lord God, in the name of Jesus, raise up on the inside of Lord God and take charge over their families, Lord God, in this season right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray, God, that you protect them, Lord God, as they go out, Lord God, even if they go to the stores, Lord, even as they go, Lord God, to school. Let your hedge of protection be around them, oh God. Let the hedge of protection be around the car as they're driving, Lord, in the car, Lord God. Lord, we counsel every trick of the enemy, even a rogue rage in this season. We counsel it. We cancel the assignment of the enemy to take them out at a young age right now in the name of Jesus. No more, Lord God. We ain't taking no more sitting down in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We are to be fierce, Lord God, warriors in the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pulling down strongholds, Lord, that came against families, Lord God. Pulling down strongholds, Lord God, for people who don't think they can get out. Pulling down strongholds, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that people have been bound with for years right now, in the name of Jesus. Lord, pulling down drug addiction, pulling down alcohol, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. No more alcohol won't be a curse to your life, in the name of Jesus. Well, you have to have it when you need this show on today. You won't want to see another bottle in your hand, or you won't see another cup up to your mouth unless it's water. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against the withdrawal spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. That makes them think that they can't do no better. They can't do it without it. But Lord, when they raise up their hand to you, Lord God, we know, Lord God, that you will make everything all right in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord, right now in the name of Jesus, because we know that it is done. And we serve you, Lord God, because you are the great physician. You can heal everywhere they hurt, Lord God. Not some things, but you can heal all things because you made the body. So it's yours to heal, God, in the name of Jesus. You know every vein that's on the inside of the body. You know the brain cells, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You know every bone, Lord God, and what it's connected to on the inside. Good God Almighty. So you can heal it in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We give you honor. We give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is in charge. Don't think that he ain't. God is still in charge. He's still in control. You know, sometimes we get lost in who's in control. No, understand. He is still in control. I know things are happening around the world. Things are happening in the world. Glory to God. Things are happening in your own hometown. But just know, he's still in control. And that's why you ought to think, hallelujah. Well, Lord, I need to pray a little bit more. I need to pray a little bit harder in the name of Jesus, oh God. Yes, that's what you got to do. You got to mount up, hallelujah. Glory to God. You got to mount up, glory to God. And begin to pray and seek him for yourself and his understanding. You know, so many, I'm hearing somebody say, okay, you're looking at evangelists on TV, and, you know, that's fine. But in other words, follow along, and I said this again, hallelujah. But somebody didn't get it last time. But I say this again. What you got to do is you got to make sure you read in this word so you'll know what they're saying is the right word. You know, make sure you're not off out there in la-la land. You want to make sure he's on this word. She's on this word. Read this word for yourself. I'm not tearing anybody down. I'm just saying you read the word, and then you'll know. I said, okay, they said this, they said that. Well, read the word and say, Lord, is that true? And if you don't understand it, I'm telling you, they got so many ways. If you got the Bible app on your phone, you can look at all those different apps and all those different translations, and he'll break it down to you, and so you can understand it. Glory to God. That's what I say to you on today. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. because he is awesome and he is worthy to be praised. We're going to go ahead, amen, and start with verse 1, chapter 1 of James. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But remember, he's still in control. Hallelujah. Let's go ahead and get into our service on today. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're going to start verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings. These tribes right here that they were talking about, glory to God, that was, hallelujah, my God, I'm going to try, glory to God, woo, Jesus. These were Jacob's sons and grandsons. That's who he was talking to. He said they were scattered abroad. So that's what he was talking to. My brother, check this out. My brother, if your sister say, my sister, amen, glory to God. Count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. You know, sometimes things can get to happening, and you know what happens? Glory to God. You don't, you forget about God, forget about he's in charge, but understand, he's still in control. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're going to experience some trouble. You're going to experience some trials. You're going to experience some tribulation. There's no if in it. Hallelujah. You are going to experience all that. We all are going to experience that. But be happy when they come. You know, one of my siblings, you know, when things get to happen, I start laughing, you know, and they're like, well, you act like you happy. I say, I am. I said, ain't nothing I can do, because all I can do is do what? Pray and continue on down the road with Jesus. So what can I do? Glory to God. You do the thing, you change things that you can change. The things that you can't change, just be happy. Glory to God. That's all I got to say. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. You know, those trials don't come to make you bitter, but they come to make you better, come to make you a better person. Amen. And want more of God. Because sometimes you can get lost in that. You know, if you start going through so much, then you get lost in that. But you got to understand, you got to be a real trooper. Because regardless of what happens and what you go through, you still got to count on him to get you out. So, amen, he ain't going to let you drown. Because guess what? When you call him, he's always there. He said, I'm always there. Because he said in his word, never seen the righteous forsaken or a seed beg bread. You can become one of his righteous today. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can be saved. You can walk in the spirit of the living God. You don't have to walk by what your mom say. You don't have to walk by what your sister say. You don't even have to walk by what the pastor say. You can do it for yourself. They are there to lead and guide you in the right direction. Glory to God. It's up to you. When God is nudging you and picking on you and prowling you at night, you ain't been able to sleep, and he's been pulling and pulling and tugging and pulling. Yes, that was him. Telling you to come on in, my daughter. Come on in, my son, because I want you to come in and get what I have for you. Yes, he reigns on the just so well as the unjust. Yes, yes, and yes, but he wants you. And then you get connected so you can stay in that place. That's when the pastors, the apostles, the teachers, the leaders are there to help you stay in that place, to lead you. No, they ain't going to make you come, but they'll pray for you. You know, mom and dad, a long time ago, they used to pray all the time. My daddy and mom, they used to pray all the time. He continued to pray, and he continued to pray for us. I know he would have said, well, you know what? I never thought I could say my little name, but she would get to this place now. I know he would have said, no, not her. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He probably would have said that. He probably didn't even think that. Glory to God. But because of how they prayed and when they prayed, look where I am now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for me to get here. I tell you they did. Glory to God. And yes, they did. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know, it's a prophet. But still, even in through going through, you still got to trust God. You know, I trust him. But you know what? That scripture says in Mark 9:24, Lord, I believe. But Lord, help my unbelief. You got to make sure that you ain't got no unbelief in there. Because guess what? If it's in there, then it's stuck in your belief system. You know, I said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. I said, Lord, tell me or show me where am I unbelieving in? Because it blocks what you're trying to do. You got to receive this now. Receive it, hallelujah. Let's say it again, but let patience have a perfect work. Let that ye be perfect and entirety wanting nothing. So even when you're going through, you ain't going to like nothing. You will become stronger as a believer. You will become completely how you should be. You will not need anything more because he going to raise you up. He going to bring you up. He going to bring you out, and you're going to begin to walk with him. There are so many that God is pulling on. Amen. Yes, he raised up teachers. He raised up apostles. He raised up pastors. He raised up preachers. But he can't use you because you're still walking in that place of sin. Hallelujah. But he wants you to come on this day. I'm feeling the pull. So I tell you, hallelujah, just inbox me on Facebook and say it was me. I will get back with you and I will put you in contact. We have an apostle and a pastor, and they will help you and they will train you. They'll do what God tells them to do for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's a process, but hallelujah, you won't be lacking nothing because he's going to continue. Hallelujah. To raise you up, but first you have to come on in. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. You know, God ain't gonna hold nothing back from you. When you pray and ask God for anything, you believe in it, believe that you have received that thing, then you will receive that thing. You know, isn't it something how sometimes you pray, hallelujah, and you say, well, Lord, I haven't got what you had for me yet. Well, here's what you need to do. Check your belief system. I always say that as a whole of Lord, something ain't happening here. Something ain't right. Something ain't manifested. So tell me, what am I doing? I always check myself first. I don't say, well, Lord, you know, you didn't do this and you didn't do that. No, I check myself to make sure that my belief system is on the right page. Hallelujah. I don't say, well, you know what? No, I didn't learn this. No, I said, check yourself first. Do a self-checkup. I said, Lord, the reason this thing ain't manifested is there's still something on the inside of there that hasn't got out of me yet that it should come out. You know, always check yourself first. You're always trying to check somebody else. Learn how to check yourself first. You know, and upbraidingly not, I wanted to make you understand what it was. It's, he will not criticize you, or he will not find fault. He'll give you will. But, hallelujah, you got to ask. Just continue to ask. Continue to ask. Lord, give me wisdom on this thing. If I don't hear him, I'm going back again. Lord, I ain't got it. You have to give it to me again. Well, some people will say, well, you don't keep asking God. No, he said you ask for wisdom and let him give it to you. Let's move on to verse 6. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. I want you to get this. For he that wavers is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. You can't be up today and down tomorrow. He'll give you what you need when you ask for it. Then let something else hit. Let a trial come, a test come. Then what happens? You forget all about the thing that he already done. Hallelujah. Then think he had, well, Lord, I don't know what's going on here, Lord. It's just one thing after another, one after another. I know sometimes that fire can get hot like that, but guess what? He's not going to leave you. He said he'll never leave you, never forsake you, right? So you got to understand what he said. If he said it in his word, then he meant that. So he's not going to leave you. So come on and get in and understand. You got to grab hold. Once you grab hold to the gospel plot, don't go back, hallelujah, because the world is not going to accept you. I'm telling you right now, they are not. But come on and grab hold and keep moving forward. Ain't no going backwards. You don't want to go backwards. You want to move forward. Hey, man, let's move on. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You know, that's when you say, well, Lord, I know, Lord, you did it this time, but I don't believe you can do it again, you know. Well, Lord, I tell you, you know, we are our worst enemies because we can say, hallelujah, that he ain't going to do it no more. He will do it again. And guess what? Just because he don't come and do it the same way when he got it the first time, then you think he's not there. No, he want to do something different. God don't always want to do the same thing just to bring you money from people. He wants to give it to you himself, and you know it come from him. He wants to drop it out. Amen. Glory to God. Send the angels in your house and say, okay, y'all go get my stuff. Go get this. Go get my family safe. Go get my money. Go get my increase. Go get my job. Go get my business. Go get my children safe. Go get my mom safe. Go and guard around the schools and keep the kids safe. He wants to give it to you himself. But that's called spending time. Hallelujah. You, once you get saved, you got to nurture that spirit. Thank you, Lord. You got to nurture it. Hallelujah. By praying, by reading, by listening to what your leaders say. Hallelujah. You know, so many times now, amen, what I'm hearing, you know, people don't want to hear, they don't want to hear what their leaders got to say. But that's why you ain't getting what you need, because you're not listening. They're pouring out their hearts. You think they just all they have to do is just, you know, just walk around and amen, and preach to you on Sunday, then you go back doing the same thing and preach to you, amen, and have Bible study on Wednesdays, and then you go back and do the same thing. That's, you think that's all they have to do? No, they got a life too, but they hallelujah, refuse to let the enemy run rampage over you, glory to God. Hallelujah. So stop with it being double-minded. Hallelujah. You want it here, you want there, you're up, you're down, you're all around, you're almost level to the ground. Just God Almighty. Hallelujah. Let's move on verse 9. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. You know what? Rich people, you know, they should be happy, yes, because God has shown them that they are not so great, but rich should remember that they will die like a wildflower and quickly die. You know what? You say, well, I want to be rich. But understand, God ain't against you having stuff. He ain't against you having money. He ain't against you having none of that. But just don't let that have you. Let that be all. Well, you know what, something, well, you know, I ain't worried about that. Oh, they can't do that, and they can't buy no clothes, and they can't buy no shoes, and they can't, oh, yes, I got it like that. Okay, I understand. The same seed you sowed, when it gets ready to come back on you, don't forget what you said. Hallelujah. Because you reap just what you sow. Understand, that's the word. He said just what you sow. And that word just coming back to show you, look, you said this. You did this. That's what you said about them. Now look where you are. That's why you never judge a book by cover. Although they may look like that now, but hold on. Hallelujah. When God began to elevate them and raise them up and take them to another level, then you get jealous. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Let's go. Hallelujah. Verse 11. Glory to God. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. Let's read verse 12. Blessed is the man that endures temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. You know, don't you want to receive the crown of life? Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, you got to can all you can and give all you can while you can. Don't, just because, you know, they say, well, give, you know, and you'll send money sometimes to people far off, and it'd be people right there in your neighborhood. Hallelujah. That have blessed you and have given you a word. What I mean by some pastors and preachers, amen, and the apostle and pastor, glory to God, hallelujah. And then you'll send money way off somewhere to somebody else besides paying, giving honor and giving them a seed, hallelujah, glory to God. And you'll send money somewhere else. They done broke up stuff in there and done tore down walls and tear up stuff and rooted up that wooden floor, amen, and the planks were coming up in you, glory to God, and then you don't want to give. I don't get it, glory to God, hallelujah. But then you'll send somebody way off whom you never get a chance to talk to, hallelujah, whom put you through, okay, to the prayer line. They're going to put, hold up, I'm going to give you the prayer operator. Hold up, then you got to go through this one. But you never talk to that pastor or that pastor. Now, isn't that something? But you never talk. But I encourage each and every one on this line today, make sure you're sowing your seeds in the right place. Because I know he spoke to me on yesterday, and he said, you know, this is what I want you to do. Don't spend frivolously, but make sure, you know, that you're giving in the right place and make sure you're doing the things that I'm telling you to do in the right manner. In other words, don't just go ahead and give your money out there to somebody, amen, who ain't really, you ain't never heard from, ain't never gave you nothing, ain't did nothing. Glory to God, hallelujah. And don't want to give you nothing, hallelujah. So you have to be careful about that. Let's move on. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted any man. You know, people be saying, well, you know what, Lord? You shouldn't have put that woman in front of my face. He didn't put, look, it's a lot of women in the world. It's a lot of men in the world. It's a lot of boys, a lot of girls in the world, okay? Hallelujah. He made every one of them, hallelujah. But that don't mean he put that one in front of your face for you to lust after. That don't mean that. That is not the God that we serve. And don't say, hallelujah, glory to God, that he did it. No, he didn't do that. You did it because it's a lust in you. That's what happened. Let's move on to verse 14. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. You see that right there? Enticed means our own thoughts that make us do bad things. When we want to do something wrong, our thoughts lead us in a bad way. So see, you already were thinking, well, you know what, Lord? I sure would like her. I sure would like him. See? Hallelujah. And then you say, my Lord, get me out. Lord, get me out. Well, see, it's them thoughts. And that's the thing. You need to think on these things that are pure artists and of a good report. That I say, name, I'm not going there. I'm not thinking on this. I'm going to think on those good things. Glory to God. You got to be careful about how you're thinking. You got to be careful, amen, and position yourself to think good. You got to be careful, glory to God, to think faith. You got to be careful to continue to walk in faith. Don't think something, hallelujah, that you know going to get you in trouble. Because, you know, thoughts come, but it's you that think on them, glory to God. You don't have to think on those things. It's you. You control your thought path. You can cast that thing down and say, no, replace it with the word of God and continue on. But that's why I tell you, you have to read this word in order to cast that thing down, because guess what? You're going to have some words. You can't say, well, you got to go. No, you got to go where I'm going. That's exactly what they're going to tell you, where I'm going. I'm there, and I'm here, and I'm not going anywhere, but you got to cast it down. So you know what? Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, help me change my thought pattern. You said, think on these things, Lord, that are good, true, honest, and have a good report. I think of how Jesus died on the cross. I thank, Lord God, for saving me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for bringing me out, bringing me up, Lord, taking me over the hills, taking me over the mountains, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that you didn't shut me down whenever, Lord God, it was time for me to rise up to the top. I thank you, Lord God, how you gave me a job. I thank you, Father, that you cured my soul. You cured my spirit. Lord God, you cured me from sickness. You cured me from diseases. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. You didn't let me have that accident that should have happened, Lord God, when Satan tried to take me out. Lord, I thank you, Father God. That's what you got to do. You got to have some word in there to raise up on the inside to get rid of those thought patterns that you have. Then, when lust has conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, brings forth death. Do you see right there? It'll bring death. In other words, you done sinned and you didn't mean to. Because now, hallelujah, glory to God, my God, now all this stuff is in your mind, and now you're dreaming about it. Oh, good God Almighty. That's a whole nother sermon right there. But you know, hallelujah, because you can control your thoughts. You don't have to think on everything. And I said this before, and I just want to say this again because, you know, sometimes people don't get it, you know, and we have to repeat. He said, faith come by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Sometimes you have to say the word out loud. You pray out loud. You hear the word out loud. Everybody got a Bible app. You can play it on your phone. Everybody got one. Should have. Amen. You got all this other stuff. I'm sure you got a Bible app. Glory to God. Hallelujah, my God, my God. And that sin brings forth death. So now you're dreaming about it, and you're going on and saying, oh, that was the Lord thy God. I remember somebody called me and they were telling me, I had a dream about you. And I said, well, you know what? It sure was a dream. That's exactly when they began to tell me what it was. I said, you know what? That's sure what it was. It was just a dream. And I told them, I said, when you get ready to go to sleep at night, I said, stop eating all that pork. I said, stop drinking all the sodas and stop doing all that stuff that you shouldn't be doing. I said, because this sure was a dream. That's exactly what it was. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, hallelujah, you have to be careful about eating all this stuff and laying down at night. It will cause you to dream. All this greasy foods and all this different stuff. You have to be careful about that because it will cause you to dream and dream stuff that's not like God. I'm going to put it like that. Glory to God. Let's move on. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of light, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will only give you things that will help and not hurt. Hallelujah. You know, some people say, yeah, God will give you this. Yeah, he will. He going to give you things that will help you. He ain't going to give you nothing that will hurt you. Don't you know that? Glory to God. You know, some people say, well, you know what? I asked God for this and he gave it to me. No, some say every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So if you got something that's not like God, glory to God, you ought to know. Hallelujah. Because guess what? That thing come to hurt you. He ain't going to give you Betty Lou got a husband over there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He is not going to give you Mary Ann. Hallelujah. Mary Ann got a husband over there. He's not going to give you Billy Bob and Billy Joe over there. Glory to God. Because all Billy Bob and Billy Joe, all them over there married. And you see the ring on their fingers. Glory to God. He's not going to do that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, my God. So you got to think for yourself. So many times you get lost. You got to have faith enough to believe in this word that God said that every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. He'll give you someone. Hallelujah. He give you the right someone. You won't have no trouble. You won't. Hallelujah. Although you may go through little stuff, yes. That's typical. Hallelujah. But at the end of the day, it's okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just know when God gives you something, hallelujah, he going to help you to contain it. He going to help you to hold on to it. Everything you get, it ain't from him. Glory to God. So sometimes people get so tired of, oh, God gave me this. I said, thank you, Jesus. God gave me that. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God gave me this, gave me that. Thank you, Lord. No, you have to be careful. Hallelujah. I know someone they said, well, I'll just speak for myself. I was in the store. And one of the cashiers gave me too much. They gave me way too much. Well, guess what I did? I gave it back because guess what? They draw was going to be short. And they probably would have been talking about firing or they're losing their job. And I didn't want that to happen. So I gave it back. Now, that'd been different if I'd have walked out there on the ground and I found it. Now, you know, hey, found the chief of losers. I pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. I ain't say what they used to say. But yeah, come on now. Glory to God. And I would have, glory to God. And you have to think, you know, sometimes you can go into stores and things, and I talk about this a lot because I've seen a lot going in stores and stuff. And just this week, you know, people be sometimes just, I don't know if they had a bad day or whatever it is or whatever, but by faith, the faith in me, amen. I said, Lord, help me. I know Jesus, you are my guide. I said, help me, Lord. And they weren't, you know, pleasant. And they continued the whole transaction. They weren't pleasant. And I know for a fact, amen, glory to God, I was very pleasant. I was pleasant. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then, you know, when I'm going to get everything done, and I said, okay, you have a good day. Well, guess what? They said nothing. So they was already mad. Because I asked them to double bag my groceries because I have to, you know, I wanted to tote it, but I didn't want it to fall out. It was water, and it was kind of heavy. And I said, would you please just double bag those? And then and they were putting three in the bag, and then they started putting four in there because they got mad. But guess what? I held my composure. I held my peace. And I got outside the door, and I said, Lord, by faith, you help me now, okay? And what? The little enemy sitting on my shoulder wanted me to go back and get the manager. I said, you know what? No. I said, Lord, I pray for him because I don't know what happened. I don't know what kind of day they done had. I said, but Lord, I'm going on and get in this car, and I'm going to leave. And I went on and got his car and left. Glory to God. So you have to believe that faith in you, hallelujah, it will work patience. And it worked his patience real good that time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So you have to believe. Let's go on verse 18. My God. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creatures. You know, you have to be careful and just walk with God and listen to him. And we are first fruit of his creatures. You know, they always say give a first fruit and increase. Amen. I'm hearing that now. You know, we got a few more months. But amen. Now, I'm just go ahead and put it out there now. January is coming and it's coming fast. We're now in the last of October. We got November, December. I mean, hallelujah. I want to give you, amen, heads up. So, you know, your first fruits of your increase is coming. So, you know, in January, that's what we do. We plant our first fruits. Amen. Hallelujah. So, I encourage you, all that, amen, you want to go shopping, find, do all that. But make sure you give God something. Hallelujah, my God. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear and slow to speak and slow to wrath. That's it right there. Amen. You have to be slow to wrath. Sometimes you can just pop off and say things to people, but you don't know what they have been through. You don't know what their day has been like. You know, when you hear the God's word, then you have to act by it. This word I'm giving you on today, it's not just a word for you to just take it and put it up under the pillow. This word is to reside on the tables of your heart. So you won't see him. Because see, that little imp on his shoulder over here sitting on the left, well, go tell a manager. Go get him. Glory to God. But by faith over here on the side, let it go. Okay? So I'm believing that God going to work it out or whatever was going on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So by faith, I believe what this word said, let it go and keep on going. Just move on. Glory to God. So remember, hallelujah, don't react to everything. Just listen. Hallelujah. You got to be quick to listen and slow to speak, because sometimes you can speak out. Hallelujah. And you don't even know what you're talking about. You don't know that person. You don't know what they've been through. You don't know what's going on. Glory to God. And don't be snappy with them. You know, I've been in the last couple of weeks, it's been ministry, ministry, and ministry. But guess what? That's what he called me to do. So when he called you to do something, he's going to clear everything out of the way. I was just talking to my apostle about that. And I was telling her how, you know, God called me to ministry and everything. He just, around me, just gets silent. And like nobody's paying me any attention. So that's when I go in and I do what he asked me to do. Glory to God. And that's what he'll do. Amen. He'll make everything be still so you can get your word out that you he wants you to get out. And that's what you got to do. But remember, we live in this life to live again. And if I'm called to do something, then I want him to show me how to do it. And he got to create, amen, the things around me. Everything got to be quiet so I can get in and do what I'm supposed to do. But like you said, my pastor say he ain't raising no coward soldiers, and he ain't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, he's not. He's raising up a generation, amen, and the army of the Lord that will march, and you can't be afraid, hallelujah, to tell people. You know, because I know one person said, you know, they wanted a closer walk with God, and, you know, God has been using them on their jobs. So, hallelujah. And I thank God he's been putting people in their path to talk to them and students and different things like that. And they've been giving them a word, and it's just an awesome, awesome thing. And sometimes they just listen, glory to God. So understand, amen, the trials and the tests. I understand, you know, they ain't come to make you bitter. They come to make you better. Because the enemy didn't like it when you were giving those people, amen, information and listening to them and giving them things that of the Lord that they need to walk by. And he didn't like it, so he got angry. But who cares? Hallelujah. We cut his tail off. He'll live. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to throw him back down there in the fire and let it burn a little bit more. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But that's what happened. He got upset. Hallelujah. Because of the word that you were giving and the things that you were doing for the Lord, and he don't like it, but that's okay. You go through trials and troubles and tribulations, like I said, but you come out of it each and every time. Hallelujah, glory to God. My God is an awesome God, and he don't play. Let's get on. I want to read one more. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Let's read verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity, of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. Now you got to understand, you got to receive this engrafted word on your heart on today. Engrafted word will save your soul. Because we're in a time and a season we want to walk with God. We don't want to just be the neighbor. We want to make sure we are being up front, close, and personal. You know, sometimes you say you're a neighbor to the Bible. Hallelujah. What I mean by neighbor, the Bible is laying over there, glory to God, on the counter. Hallelujah. And you lay in the bed and you'll look at it every now and then, but you don't open it. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. You got to be, amen, up front and open it up. Hallelujah. So you can get what you need. And that's why I encourage you all the time to come on and hear the show. Ministry Lane coming up next. So make sure you tune in. If you don't have the number, hallelujah, glory to God, it's on our Facebook page. You can find it and go on and listen to what the what God is saying in this season, because he's moving by his spirit, by his power. He wants you walking in faith. You can't doubt, hallelujah, and walk in faith at the same time. You know, he said right here that you will get nothing. So you want all you can get from the Lord, thy God. So make sure your faith is where it's supposed to be. Make sure, hallelujah, that you're washed, my God, in the blood of the Lamb, and you're covered and your faith is ever yet increasing. Don't let your faith ever stay the same. Faith should be raising up and coming up higher. So the things that you used to believe in for, you should be believing it for more now. If you have a board, a faith board that you have wrote, or a vision board, some call it, glory to God. All those things on there by the end of the year, they should be done came to pass. And you should be asking them for some new things. Glory to God. Don't wait, hallelujah, till they get here. Go ahead and believe him now. Because some won't get it, he said, because you're wavering. You're just like the river. You're being tossed to and fro by every wind and doctrine that comes along. You know, they said this, my faith is here, my faith is there. No, you go and get your own faith from the Lord, thy God. You walk with your faith so he can ever yet build you and take you to that place where he wants you to be. Remember, he said, you will lack nothing. You is patient. Faith work is patient. In the meantime, you're going through, but guess what? Everything that you're going through, he's going to be right there with you. It don't matter, hallelujah. Whenever the rain starts to pour, good God Almighty, you say it's raining on this side. It's raining on that side, Lord. It's raining on the in the front. It's raining on the north, the south, the east, and the west. Every time you turn around, Lord God, it's a trial and it's a test. Good God Almighty. But just know, hallelujah, glory to God, that he's in the midst of every test. He's in the midst of every storm. He said he'll never leave you alone. Glory to God. He will walk with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. All the days long, I give you and I encourage you on today to believe what he said in his word. Hallelujah. Don't back up just because you're going through a storm. I hear you say, well, Lord, I believe. But I want to hear you say, Lord, help my unbelief. Say, Lord, I'm tired of running, Lord God. I want to come on in, Lord God, and serve you to the fullest. Oh, my God, my God. And you know, he said he dealt every man the faith the size of a mustard seed. You know, that's a little bitty, bitty, tiny seed. Glory to God. But you want to build that faith up in the name of Jesus. I encourage you, hallelujah. And I double down, Daniel, today to say, I'm going to build my faith up, and I'm going to build it up in Jesus Christ. I'm going to build my faith up, and I'm going to build it up on the word of God, because he never failed me, and I won't lack nothing, and he won't hold no good thing back from me. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I dare you to say it on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But first of all, hallelujah, I want to give the call to salvation. If you are not saved on today, and if you don't know whether you are or not, I still want you to repeat after me, hallelujah, glory to God. This will begin your journey in Christ Jesus. But I want you to contact me on Facebook, and I will tell you even the more, hallelujah, glory to God. And I'll tell you what to do, and how to stay there. I don't want you to get lost in the transition, hallelujah. So sometimes when people say, okay, I gave my life to Christ, but I don't know what I do now. I'm just, you know, I'm saved. No, no, that's work. after that. There's things to do after that so you can stay in that place. So I want you to repeat after me, glory to God. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life. Make me, Lord God, mold me. Father, forgive me for everything that I've done and everything, Lord God, that I have thought that wasn't like you, Father. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. Now you are a blood-washed, born believer. And don't forget to hit me up on Facebook. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. And let me know that that was you that said that prayer. Because he is good and he is worthy to be praised. He don't want anybody left out. So come on and get aboard. Hallelujah. Make sure you got your faith is ever yet rising up. It's not going down. Just because one thing happened and, you know, you might have didn't get what you wanted. But guess what? He's still going to give you what you need. Hallelujah. So don't give up so quick. But sometimes you're so quick to give up. And he said, if you like wisdom, ask. And continue to ask. And continue to ask, Lord, give me wisdom on this thing. Don't move until he gives you wisdom. And he'll give it to you. So sometimes you get in a hurry and you say, well, he's not going to give it to me. Yes, he is. Just hold on. He'll give it to you. He'll send somebody else if you can't hear him to tell you what you need to do. So just hold on. Amen. Glory to God. Like I said, hallelujah. Don't forget the upcoming shows that's coming up on next week. Apostle and Pastor on Tuesday. Awesome. One word from the Lord. Glory to God. Don't forget. Wednesday night, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew. And hold on, amen, till Sunday. We have the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams, and I'm the first Hour of Power. Amen. Then you get a 30-minute break, and the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, who's an author. Glory to God. Hallelujah. She'll be coming up next. And don't forget, glory to God, to encourage someone else to come and listen to the show because it'll bless their very soul. Let's see, amen. We have a couple of minutes. Let's see if anybody pressed the one and they would like prayer. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I don't see anyone press the one. Amen. So we're going to go ahead. Hallelujah. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And I will see you back on next Sunday. Glory to God. Remember, invite a friend to hear what the Lord is saying in this season. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.